Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. February 14th marked the birthday of the still-beloved comedian, actor, and, musician, Jack Benny. A while back, we showed his supposed worst movie, The Horn Blows at Midnight. Today, however, we have his best movie for you, the wartime comedy To Be or Not to Be. Jack plays that great, great Polish actor, Joseph Tura, with Carol Lombard as his beautiful actress wife, Maria. At first, their only problems are their respective egos, Joseph's fairly unwarranted jealousy, and the way the impending war messes up their schedules. But then Nazi Germany invades Poland, and the Turas and their fellow actors are part of a desperate plan to protect the Polish underground and many innocent civilians. This is a comedy, by the way. The movie was largely the project of director and uncredited screenwriter Ernst Lubitsch, who wanted to satirize Nazi oppression through black comedy. Jack was Lubitsch's first and only choice for the role of Joseph, and he eagerly signed on, just to work with Lubitsch, no matter what the project was. Carol Lombard was a last-minute replacement for Miriam Hopkins, but she was welcomed by the cast and crew and enjoyed making the movie. The cast includes memorable character actors Lionel Atwill and Sig Ruman, as well as a young pre-Untouchables Robert Stack. The shoot went very well, but there was a problem when the movie was actually released. You see, some audiences and critics weren't sure of how to deal with a comedy about Nazi occupation. It had been less than 6 months since the U.S. had entered World War II, and U.S. neutrality and studio politics had kept criticism of the Third Reich largely off-screen, especially comedically, the only exceptions being Charlie Chaplin's classic The Great Dictator, and the first Hollywood movie to satirize Hitler, The Three Stooges' You Nasty Spy. Even Jack Benny's father walked out on the picture, objecting to his son masquerading as a Nazi, until Jack explained the idea behind it. In any case, the movie got mixed reviews and was a box office disappointment. However, since then, it's been hailed as a comedy classic, and was selected for the National Film Registry in 1996. Benny himself would consider it his best movie. It would later be remade in 1983 by Mel Brooks, who was himself no stranger to ridiculing the Nazis. However, there is a sad postscript to the story. This was Carol Lombard's last movie. On January 16th of 1942, less than a couple of months before the movie's release, she was on a war bond tour, and she was killed in a plane crash in Nevada. Her death was widely mourned, particularly by her co-star, Jack Benny. If you're interested in our in-house DVD screenings, you'll find details on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. They usually run on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, but check the schedule for any changes. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. You can sign up through the events calendar section of our website, or by calling us at 908-754-7885. If you'd like to leave a comment or a suggestion, you can call them in. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us or post them on our Facebook page. Well, we really appreciate your support of this program, and we hope you enjoy today's movie. And now, from United Artists in 1942, here's To Be or Not to Be.